Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Another successful step in the fight against hunger in Kentucky. That's how Tamara Sandberg, Executive Director of the Kentucky Association of Food Banks, describes a new tax credit approved in legislation by the 2013 General Assembly.
House Bill 141 is a tax credit bill sponsored by Representative Tom McKee from Cynthia and co-sponsored by 28 legislators from both parties. Basically, it will allow producers to get 10% of the value of whatever they donated and a credit from their state income tax.
Sandberg says they've been successful in reaching out to the farm sector, particularly in crops where seconds, not perfect for retailing but great for nutrition, might be donated on an ongoing basis, and the new tax credit will enhance that effort.
We just believe it will encourage farmers to do what many of them are already doing anyway, which is donating, and just provide that much more of an incentive to donate their excess product rather than disking it under.
And the need is greater than most might realize.
More than 750,000 people in Kentucky, which is about 17%, don't always know where they're going to find their next meal. And that includes working mothers trying to raise their children. It includes senior citizens that worked hard their whole lives and what should be their golden years, they're finding that they're needing help putting food on the table.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
At Farm Credit Mid-America, we know there's more to living out here than farming, which is why we offer more than credit for farmers. We use our financial and agricultural knowledge to tailor solutions that help rural residents achieve their goals. At Farm Credit, we know you're not just looking for a loan. You're working to maintain a way of life. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal housing lender.
Tamara Sandberg with the Kentucky Association of Food Banks says the Farmer Donation Tax Credit just passed by the General Assembly will take effect with the 2014 tax year. And regarding making that farmer-to-food-bank connection in general, she also wanted to acknowledge help from the Kentucky Ag Department.
Tina Garland from the Farms to School program approached her supervisors with this idea because in her role of trying to work with farmers to get their product into schools, she saw this need for the excess product that the schools couldn't take, that farmers were ending up having to disc under. So she really took the lead and got Fred Nessler and Bill Wickler from the Kentucky Department of Agriculture involved, and their partnership was just invaluable, and we're so grateful to be working with the Kentucky Department of Agriculture.
Details of the Farmer Tax Credit and other coverage of the Association's work are at their website, kafb.org. That's kafb.org. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.